The Wayans are here. The Wayans are here. All right. All you brothers.
Yo.
And you were in a small house, so that meant that some of you all had to share beds, right?
Yeah, share beds.
We used each other as covers.
I used to wear my father's
and blankets.
You wore your dad's underwear.
I wore my father's underwear.
You
were in gym class.
They
were, yeah, I had to hurry up and get home so he can wear them.
Yeah. It'd be weird, real windy, too, because, you know, your legs don't touch, and so your meat be hanging out the side.
My father wore hand-me-downs. That's how poor we were.
He wore his father's
underwear.
He didn't even know his father.
We didn't have blankets. We sleep on a raw mattress. I use my nephew as a pillow.
Did anybody pee the bed?
No. No. You get beat up.
You get snapped on.
I think one of my sisters might have peed a bit, but we didn't. You couldn't do that. You get beat up.
How many bedrooms? I used to pee the bed and blame it on my nephew.
We had three different. There was four rooms. My parents had one, so there was three kids.
My mom got tired of being pregnant, so she gave. She said, "You go take your fertile behind and go sleep across from me." So my dad's room was right, like, across or in the back. And then we all shared, like, five. So it was like it looked like a slave ship. It was just like bunk beds and black people.
My father was that thing in the room.
That thing in the room.
How many kids?
Ten. Five boys, five girls, same mom, same dad.
It wasn't that much fun.
In a three-bedroom.
We had to share a room with our father. How you like that?
And my dad and mom had that had one bathroom, and then we had the other bathroom. But the bathroom was always my father. The bathroom was his office. He going after a day of work. He act like it was a bar. He go to there. Yeah.
That was cheers. You hear boom?
That's where he could get away.
He got his six shooters with him, and he had it. We just be looking under the door, and he have a nice drink with his pants down. I never seen somebody
whistling.
And when he came out the bathroom, it smelled like 40-proof turds.
Oh, my God.
It smelled like he was trying to make his own grain of liquor.
Every exchange, like, he controlled the household from the bathroom. So it was like, we'd have to go to the store for dinner. He slide the money underneath. It was like a drug deal. He slide the money underneath.
It was like a bank teller with somebody in the teller.
Yeah.
But if you had a different life, you'd have a different style of comedy, don't you?
Oh, I'm so happy.
We would be so unfunny if it wasn't for our parents.
I wish I could give this life to my kids.
They wouldn't last.
None of our kids would last.
Ever.
They wouldn't last.
You don't think any
day.
Of them understand what you all
they
live
all
through?
It's the same way we don't understand private school. They don't understand poverty.
Yeah, the only one who's got a little bit of hustle is my son, D. June. Damon Jr.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. And
he is a hard-working young man.
Everybody loves pancakes.
Everyone loves
pancakes. That's what Paul Mooney calls him. He said, homie, he's pancakes.
Everyone loves pancakes.
What do you mean? He goes, everyone loves pancakes.
You know they're doing the Richard Pryor movie. Who do you think should play Mooney, man?
Mooney.
Homie, I could play Paul Mooney. Ain't that some mess?
Yeah, when you take away his curse words.
Oh, my God. It's not funny.
Ain't that some fudge?
Ain't that some fudge?
I used to watch Paul Mooney chase white people out the...
Literally, run them out the room.
Run them out the room.
Black people are robbing your cars
your
right now.
We didn't walk off the plantation.
He told a guy one time, we were sitting talking at Caroline's, and the guy said, Mr. Mooney, can I have a picture? Get away from me, damn it. Don't you see me talking to my friend?
Hilarious.
All the man wanted was a picture.
Paul's hilarious.
He's so funny.
So mean.
So angry.
I just watch him just like he was the last person to go on the Comedy Store, and he would do like 3 hours. Mm. And he wasn't happy till
everybody,
including the white comics. They would leave eventually.
Oh, homie, this is enough. Homie, look, they're looking at me like I landed from the planet Negro Taurus.
Look at the white people.
Very scary. Don't worry, my black friends are robbing your cars right now. Very scary.
Love Mooney.
I love him.
All right, y'all got to straighten up because your big brother's coming on next.
Uh-oh, Keenan is turning things. He's going to talk to Marlon.